Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg, a downtown Bozeman bar, the scene of a deadly shooting, but local officials remind residents that violent crime remains rare in the area. Police responded to the call just before 1 a.m. in the 200 block of East Main Street the other night. Officers attempted life-saving measures on 29-year-old Sidney Callahan, who had been shot multiple times. He was transported to Bozeman Health Deaconess Hospital, where he was pronounced dead later. The suspect, identified now as 22-year-old Jacob Lundberg, fled the scene in a vehicle but was quickly pulled over and taken into custody by police, and he's now facing murder charges. Are you looking for a safe place to call home in the Treasure State? A new report from Safewise reveals that Libby is officially Montana's safest city for 2026, climbing to the number one spot. Hardin secured the number two position after a dramatic turnaround, slashing its violent crime by 66% and property crime by 62% over the last year. Rounding out the top five are Whitefish, Miles City, and Dillon. While official FBI data shows an overall uptick in crime across the state, the report highlights a major gap between statistics and public perception. 63% of Montanans say they feel safe, well above the national average of 48%. When it comes to protection, locals have clear preferences. Firearms, security cameras, and guard dogs top the list for home defense. A bipartisan supermajority of Montana state senators calling for the immediate resignation of Box Elder Democrat Jonathan Windy Boy. According to a report from the Daily Montanan, 40 lawmakers have signed a joint letter stating that the recent sexual abuse allegations against Windy Boy establish a disqualifying pattern of behavior. While legislative staff note that lawmakers cannot officially remove a colleague between sessions, the supermajority stated that choosing to resign is an opportunity for Windy Boy to protect the integrity and dignity of the Montana Senate. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.